This is the Sakabuli of the 19th of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have now become God's children. Therefore, there should be no devilish traits in you. Make progress. Do not be careless. Question. What faith and intoxication do you Brahmin children of the confluence age have? Answer. We children have the faith and intoxication that we now belong to God's community. We are to become residents of heaven, the masters of the world. We are being transferred at the confluence age. From being devilish children, we have become godly children and are to become residents of heaven for 21 births. There is nothing greater than this. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. Human beings generally like peace. When there is disagreement between the children in a family, there is peacelessness. When there is peacelessness, sorrow is experienced. When there is peace, happiness is experienced. You children sitting here have true peace. You have been told, remember the Father. Consider yourselves to be souls. The peacelessness that has been in you souls for half a cycle will be removed by your remembering the Father, the ocean of peace. You are receiving your inheritance of peace. You know that the world of peace is completely separate from the world of peacelessness. Human beings do not understand what the devil's world is or what God's world is, what the Golden Age is or what the Iron Age is. No matter how great a position you had, you too say that you didn't know this. Those who have wealth are said to have a position. You can understand who the poor are and who the wealthy are. In the same way, you can also understand that there are God's children and the devil's children. You sweet children now understand that you are God's children. You have the sperm faith. You Brahmins who belong to God's community understand that you are becoming the residents of heaven and the masters of the world. There should be this happiness all the time. Very few of you understand this accurately. In the Golden Age, there is God's community, whereas in the Iron Age, there is the devil's community. The devil's community changes at the most auspicious confluence age. We have now become the children of Shiv Baba. We forgot this in the middle period. We understand at this time that we have become the children of Shiv Baba. There in the Golden Age, no one would call himself a child of God. There they are the children of the deities. Before now we were devilish children. We have now become God's children. We Brahmins are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. We are the creation of the One Father. All of you are brothers and sisters. And you are the children of God. You know that you are to receive your kingdom from Baba. In the future, we will attain our divine self-sovereignty and will be happy. The Golden Age really is that land of happiness, and the Iron Age really is this land of sorrow. Only you Brahmins of the Confluence Age know this. Souls are the children of God. You know that Baba is establishing heaven. He is the creator. He is not the creator of hell. Who would remember him? You sweetest children know that the Father is establishing heaven. He is our very sweet Father. He is making us into the residence of heaven for 21 births. There is nothing greater than this. You should have the understanding that you are the children of God, and you should therefore not have any devilish traits in you. You have to make progress. Very little time remains. Therefore, do not be careless and make mistakes. Do not forget this. You can see that the Father, whose children you are, is sitting in front of you face to face. We are studying with God the Father in order to become the children of deities. Therefore, there should be so much happiness. Baba simply says, just remember me and your sins will be absolved. The Father has come to take everyone back home. The more you remember him, the more your sins will be absolved. On the path of ignorance, when a girl gets engaged, that remembrance is firmly imprinted on her. As soon as a baby is born, that remembrance is imprinted. In heaven and also in hell, that remembrance is imprinted. A child would say, "This is my father." However, that one is your unlimited father, from whom you are to receive your inheritance of heaven. Therefore, it is remembrance of him that should now be imprinted on you. We are once again receiving our inheritance from the Father for our future 21 births. Only that inheritance should be in your intellects. You know that everyone has to die. Not a single one will remain here. Even your dearest of dearest have to go back. Only you Brahmins know that this old world is now about to end. Before it ends, make full effort. Since you are the children of God, you should have limitless happiness. The Father continually says, "Children, make your lives like diamonds." That is a deity world, and this is a devil world. There is limitless happiness in the golden age. Only the Father can give that happiness. You have come here to the Father. You cannot just stay here. You cannot all stay here together because you children are unlimited. You come here feeling a lot of enthusiasm that you have come to the unlimited Father. We are the children of God. We are the children of God the Father. So why are we not in heaven? God the Father creates heaven. The history and geography of the whole world is in your intellects. You know that heavenly God the Father is making you worthy of heaven. He makes you that every cycle. Not a single human being knows that he is an actor. We are the children of God the Father. And so why should we be unhappy? Why do we fight among ourselves? All of our souls are brothers. Look how brothers fight among themselves. They will fight and destroy one another. Here we are claiming our inheritance from the Father. Brothers should never be like salt water with each other. Even here, some become like salt water with the Father. Even very good children become like salt water. Maya is so powerful. The father definitely remembers very good children. The father has so much love for the children. The father has no one but his children to remember. You have many to remember. Your intellects go here and there. Your intellects go to your businesses, etc. I don't have any business, etc. All of you children have many businesses. I just have the one business. I have come to make you children into the heirs of heaven. The only property that the unlimited Father has is you children. He is God the Father. All souls are his property. Maya has made you dirty. The Father now makes you beautiful. The Father says, I only have you. I have attachment to you. When you don't write a letter, the Father becomes concerned. Even some very good children don't send a letter. Maya completely finishes off some good children. There must definitely be body consciousness. The Father constantly tells you to write to him about your welfare. Baba asks, children, Maya isn't troubling you, is she? You remain courageous and are conquering Maya, are you not? You are on a battlefield, are you not? You should be controlling your physical organs in such a way that they don't cause any mischief. In the Golden Age, all your physical senses are under control. Your physical organs play no mischief there. There is no question of any type of mischief of your mouth, hands, or ears. There is no mischief there. There is nothing dirty there. Here you gain victory over your physical organs with the power of yoga. The Father says there is nothing dirty there. You have to control your physical organs. Make effort very well. Very little time remains. It is remembered that a lot of time has passed and that only a little time remains. Now, even less time remains. When a new house is being built, it remains in one's intellect that very little time is left, that it will soon be ready, that only a little work has to be done. That aspect is limited, whereas this aspect is unlimited. It has been explained to you children that theirs is the power of science, whereas yours is the power of silence. Their power is of intellects, and your power too is of intellects. So many inventions have been created with science. They say that they have now invented such bombs that wherever they may be, they can have those bombs dropped and wipe out a whole city. In that case, none of the armies and aeroplanes, etc., will be of any use. Therefore, those intellects are of science. Your intellects are of silence. They are instruments for destruction. You have become instruments for claiming an imperishable status. Even to understand this, you need an intellect. You children can understand how easy the path that the Father is showing you is. No matter how stone-headed or hunchbacked you are, simply remember two words, the Father and the inheritance. Then everything depends on how much remembrance you have. Break away from everyone else and remember the one Father. The Father says, on the path of devotion, you called out to me when I was in my home in the supreme abode. Baba, when you come, I will surrender everything to you. That was like a special Brahmin priest who takes all the old things of someone who has died. What will you give to the Father? You do not give everything to this one, Brahma, do you? This one also gave away everything he had. This one is not going to sit here and build a palace for himself. All of this is for Shivbaba. We are doing everything according to his directions. He is Karan Karavanhar. He continues to give directions. Children say, Baba, you are the only one for me, but you have many children. Baba then says, I only have you children, whereas you have so many others. You remember so many bodily relatives. The Father says to his sweetest children, remember the Father as much as possible and continue to forget everyone else. You receive the butter of the sovereignty of heaven. Just think about how this play has been created. Simply by remembering the Father and spinning the discus of self-realization, you become rulers of the globe. You children now experience this in a practical way. Human beings believe that devotion has continued from time immemorial and that the vices have also continued from time immemorial. Lakshmi and Narayan, who were Radhe and Krishna, also had children, did they not? Yes. Why would they not have had children? They are called completely viceless. Here, everyone is completely vicious. They continue to insult one another. You children are now receiving Srimat from the Sri Sri, doubly elevated Father. He is making you elevated. You can't become this if you don't obey the Father. It is up to you whether or not you obey him. Obedient children will instantly obey him. When you don't help fully, you cause yourself a loss. The Father says, I come every cycle. I inspire you so much to make effort. I bring you so much happiness. While you are claiming your full inheritance from the Father, Maya encourages you to be careless. However, you mustn't get caught in that trap. Your only war is with Maya. Many very big storms will come. In those two, Maya will attack the heirs the most. She becomes powerful and fights with the powerful ones. When someone takes medicine from a herbalist, all his internal illness erupts. Here too, when you belong to me, you will begin to remember everyone. Storms will come, but you must keep your line clear. For the first half of this cycle, we were pure. Then, for the second half, we became impure. We now have to return home. The Father says, remember me, and your sins will be absolved with this fire of yoga. The more you remember me, the higher the status you will claim. While remembering me, you will return home. You need to be completely introverted in this. This knowledge is being imbibed by you souls. It is you souls who study this. It is the Father, the Supreme Soul, who comes and gives us this knowledge of souls. You are receiving such important knowledge in order to become the masters of the world. You call me the purifier, the ocean of knowledge, and the ocean of peace. I give you everything I have. The only thing that I don't give you is the key to divine vision. Instead of that, I make you into the masters of the world. There is nothing to gain by having visions. The main thing is this study. You receive happiness for 21 births through this study. Compare the happiness you have against the happiness that Mira had. She was in the Iron Age. She had visions. But then what? The rosary of devotion is separate from the rosary of the path of knowledge. Ravan's kingdom is separate from your kingdom. That is called the night, whereas this is called the day. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhagdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vadarana, control your physical organs with the power of yoga in such a way that no mischief remains. There is very little time left. Therefore, make effort very well and become a conqueror of Maya. Second point, remain introverted and imbibe this knowledge that the Father gives you. Never become like salt water with each other. Definitely send the Father news of your welfare. Blessing. May you receive a right to blessings from all souls by serving with a benevolent attitude. Serving with a benevolent attitude is the way to receive blessings from all souls. When you have the aim of being a world benefactor, you cannot carry out any task that is non-benevolent. As is your task, so is your dharana inculcation. And so if you remember your task, you will constantly be merciful and a great donor. You will continue to move along with a benevolent attitude at every step. You will not have any consciousness of I, and will also remember that you are an instrument. Such servers, in return for their service, receive a right to blessings from all souls. Slogan, attraction to physical facilities damages your spiritual endeavor. Avyak signal, practice being in the stage of soul consciousness, be introverted. Introverted souls are experienced in three types of language. 1. Language of the eyes. 2. Language of feelings. 3. Language of thoughts. These three languages are the languages of a spiritual yogi life. The more you continue to remain introverted in the form of sweet silence, the more experience you will be able to give souls through these three languages. Now develop your practice of these spiritual languages. Om Shanti.